Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, guys, before we actually get into this video, just a reminder, we're actually going to have a member live stream this Friday. Don't know the exact time yet, but we will let you guys know, probably posted in the community section. So if you would like to become a channel member, just click the join button or become a member at blackandwhitenetwork.com. With that being said, guys, here we go. 10 years ago, nobody would have believed that men would actually be competing in women's sports as quote unquote women. But we're living in crazy times now where men have just absolutely come over into women's sports and have dominated the competition. We've done countless videos on Leah Thomas and some others as well. Leah Thomas, a biological man, still looks like a man, I believe, is actually fully intact as a man. Won an NCAA championship competing against the women, ranked number one. Now, when he was actually competing as a man for 3 years on the men's swim team, he was like ranked in the 400s. He was mediocre. He was average. But because of his physical abilities as a biological man, he was able to take it to another level against women and completely wiped out the competition in women's swimming at UPenn. And make no mistake about it, guys, he actually threw some matches after he won that NCAA championship because I guess the heat was starting to come down. But anyway, let's get into this now. The state of Wyoming now has now banned men from women's sports. And it's really no thanks to their governor, by the way, who's a Republican. We'll get into that. But the state of Wyoming has said, no, we will not allow men to come into sports and take away opportunities for women. It will not happen on our watch. So let's go ahead and get into this, guys. It says Wyoming has become the 19th state to ban men from competing in women's sports. Men who identify as women will be barred from competing with women in high school sports in Wyoming under the new legislation. Though Governor Mark Gordon did not sign the bill, he did not veto it either and instead allowed it to pass without his signature. The reason why, folks, is because he actually thought it was draconian to actually pass this. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. I don't really know him as a governor, but this is insane. This is definitely going to protect women's sports. It does say here, however, Gordon did write a letter to Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray, in which he described the legislation as discriminatory and overly draconian, while also claiming that it, quote, pays little attention to fundamental principles of equality. How is it discriminatory to only allow women to compete in women's sports? That is why it's actually called women's sports. What doesn't he actually understand about that? Men should not be competing against women. Think of this. Would you actually want a biological man, I'm talking to you parents out there, in a boxing ring with your daughters? Would you actually want a man, a biological male, beating up on your little girl in a boxing ring? It's happening in MMA, by the way. It's happened in MMA. We actually did videos on, Fallon Fox. Biological man got into the octagon and just destroyed a biological woman. And the woman said she had never felt blows like that, actually fractured her skull. Do you want your little girls to have that same kind of fate? Gordon also wrote, "While I freely acknowledge the intent of this legislation is well-meaning as a way to protect the integrity and fairness of women's sports in our state, by enacting an outright ban on transgender individuals participating in team sports, I believe Wyoming sends a harmful message that these individuals and their families do not deserve the same opportunities as others." Well, they should be competing in a sport with their biological sets. What doesn't he actually understand about this? The trans athletes, they get the same opportunity as everybody else. Guess what? Me as a biological man, and I'm still identifying as a man, I can't go over into women's sports. I can't do it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
But I guess, you know, if you are a biological man and want to identify as a woman, you can double dip. You can go in either way. No, that's not right. Stop destroying women's sports. The law, which goes into effect this summer, will ban males from the seventh grade and up from competing against females. I say ban it statewide, even in college. I mean, this stuff needs to stop. Now, this just says seventh grade and up, which is going to be through high school right there. So they're doing something here. Terry Schilling, the president of the American Principles Project, gave a statement in support of the legislation, remarking, quote, "Men cannot become women, period. However, they identify, males will still retain the athletic advantages that come with their biological sets." He's right on the money with that. Leah Thomas, anyone? Quote, "It's not at all draconian and or discriminatory to limit girls' athletics to girls. In fact, it's simple common sense that polling shows most Americans agree with. It's unfortunate some of our leaders have been duped into believing such a policy is somehow controversial," Schilling also added. Yeah, I'm glad that Wyoming actually stood up to this. I'm glad that they have stood up to this wokeness that's just taken over this country. It goes on here. It says Schilling also commended the effort, saying, quote, "We applaud Wyoming legislators for taking this step to preserve fairness and integrity in girls' sports, and we look forward to seeing even more states and even Congress enact these important protections as well." I don't think you're going to see it on a federal level. I just don't think so. The legislation comes as a number of different states take action to defend children from transgender ideology. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed legislation banning the use of sex change operations, cross-sex hormone treatment, and puberty blockers on minors. He also signed legislation banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. Yeah, see, the left has just went insane. They have went insane with all of this woke ideology, and now the only men that they actually really want is men that actually identify as girls. And girls' sports, women's sports, getting destroyed. It's getting destroyed. But shout out once again to Wyoming for taking a stand. They have now banned the trans in Wyoming. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.